I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters. After almost 40 years in one location, the Wood River Valley's Mountain Humane has opened a new state-of-the-art animal adoption and humane education center. This new space will do many things, including being able to adopt out more animals. Joining me in studio to talk more about this is Joanne Dixon. She is the executive director of Mountain Humane. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's exciting to be here.
So this was a fairly long process. You broke ground in 2017, and you literally just opened your doors to the new facility.
Yeah, actually, it seems like it's gone by really fast, but it has been a long time coming. I've been with the organization now for, gosh, this is my 13th year, and when I started there 13 years ago, we definitely needed a new facility back then. So we've been working for a long time to make this dream a reality.
And you got a ton of community support. Talk to me about how the community has embraced this, because you had to raise a fairly significant amount of money.
Yeah, we have an amazing community and an amazing state. This is definitely a state and a community that loves their animals. And our facility is completely 100% donor funded. And what that tells me is that our community believes in what we're doing, believes in our mission to connect pets and people to make a more humane community, and are willing to put their dollars behind it to make that happen. We're really looking at this facility to be not our goal, but just the beginning. We're looking at this to be the catalyst to make the state of Idaho no-kill by 2025. So this is one of the tools that's going to help us really make that difference for the animals here in the state.
So talk to me a little bit about that, because my understanding is that you were actually the first no-kill shelter in the state of Idaho, correct?
Yeah, I think it was 1999. Our board of directors really just got on board saying that there was no real good reason to be euthanizing healthy, adoptable animals and that we needed to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And that's when they made the decision to be the first no-kill shelter in the state of Idaho. I don't think they really fully understood the extent of what that meant, but they jumped in with both feet, and here we are today trying to be the catalyst to turn the state around as well.
So when you do become a no-kill shelter, I mean, what is the domino effect of that?
Sure.
Because, you have to do something with the animals.
Absolutely. So there's a couple of issues, right? One is how do you deal with pet overpopulation and not using euthanasia as the solution? Because that's certainly not what we want. But then you also have to still be able to house those animals humanely. So you're dealing with a number issue. Mm-hmm. So I'm a veterinarian. So I first started as our shelter vet. And we just started providing no-cost community spay and neuter programs starting in 2006, 2007. And what that meant was any Blaine County resident that had an animal, we would spay or neuter that animal for no charge, no questions asked.
So even if they didn't get the animal at the shelter or they had the animal, they could bring it
absolutely.
To you?
Absolutely. Any animal in the county, we would spay or neuter for no charge. And what that did was within 5 years, we were able to decrease our stray population by over 50%. And all of a sudden, we had room in our shelter to take in animals from other shelters around our region that were in crisis and having to euthanize for space. So since that time, we've not had to euthanize any animals for space. We have been able to transfer in up to 40% of the animals from shelters in our region and our state that are in crisis that need a little bit of an overflow spot to give them a chance to get the animals that they have adopted. And we're really proud of the fact that we've contributed, along with other shelters in the state, to reducing the euthanasia rate in some of these high-kill shelters as well.
So by 2025, your hope is that the entire state will be a no-kill state. So I was not aware of the fact that we still have shelters that perform euthanasia based on the lack of space.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is the majority of the shelters, I think, across the state. Idaho is an amazing state, and there's lots of opportunity and potential to make great growth. But currently, the state of animal welfare in Idaho, we're really quite low, similar to education, probably about 48th out of 50th in the state of the states. So we have a great opportunity to make incredible progress. Every community we go out and work with, we do a lot of outreach within our region, across the state, and through a coalition that we're building with other shelters across the state, to sort of pool resources to help each other to, be that catalyst again for these shelters that really want to be not having to euthanize animals, but they don't have a path to get there. So they're looking for someone to help show them And quite frankly, our old facility was so poor, and we were able to have such success with, you know, the no-kill model, that I think we really have a lot of street cred in terms of, if we can do it, you can do it. And there's just simple things that you can do within your shelter to really help each other and share resources. And we do a lot of transports around the state, moving animals from areas of crisis to other shelters, and just quite frankly, just saving lives through spay and neuter programs.
I'm speaking with Joanne Dixon. She is the executive director of Mountain Humane, and we're talking about their new facility. We did talk about the fact that part of the facility is an adoption center, but you've also made this an education center. So, A, talk to me about what will be available, but also why the education component?
So I think, you know, looking at how animal sheltering has grown or changed over the past 10 to 20 years, when I started vet school, there was no such thing as a shelter medicine program. Now it's actually a specialty within veterinary medicine. When I was in vet school, animals in shelters were either euthanized or reclaimed, and they had about 3 days to do that. So there was no reason to actually have a shelter medicine program. That has completely changed now. The way that we look at our pets and how they're involved in our life has really evolved over the years as well. 20 years ago, lots of pets lived outside in the yard. Mm-hmm. Now they sleep on our pillow. So, So the way that we have pets as part of our life also is reflected in the changes and the transitions of sheltering. So what we've created is a community center, essentially, where animals and people come together to celebrate that human-animal bond. What we're really trying to do is create a more compassionate community, and animals are that medium that bring us together. I know when my kids, you know, come home from school, they've been on their phones or on their devices, but when they come in the door, they put them down, the animals greet them, and it all changes. Mm-hmm. Animals really do bring us together, and that's what we're trying to create. The space that we've made is incredible. I encourage anyone to come up to the Wood River Valley and visit this new lovely space. It's a great place to be, and that's what we're trying to create. We want to create shelters that are happy places, community gathering places, and a place where people can share a community and get to know each other and really be more compassionate towards each other through the use of animals. We have room for school buses to turn around, the senior center van to come. So we've got kids, seniors, pets. We've got intergenerational things happening. We have a cat cafe where you can grab a cup of coffee and sit and pet a cat for an hour, and just a place, again, to hang out. Mm-hmm. And the animals really are that medium that bring us together. There's not an animal out there that isn't connected to a human in some way. So they do bring us together.
You know, you made an interesting point when you talked about the happiness factor of a shelter, because I know, you know, growing up, you'd walk into an animal shelter and your whole mood would change, because, you know, there were like dogs and cats and in cages, and that's kind of been the model for years. But is that part of this like education component, is that to have happy animals, they need also a happy space?
Absolutely. And this building is incredible in a lot of design mechanisms as well. It's much more like a hospital in a house and how it's run, but it's very welcoming and a very pleasant place to be. There's 14 full air exchanges per hour through the building to keep the animals healthy. Every surface has been animal tested for scratching, biting, chewing, peeing, all of the above. So we'll hold
So we
up.
Need to learn all about that for our houses.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. we worked with some amazing architects who were really experts in the field. So we really feel like we did our due diligence and our homework to make sure that this facility was both beautiful and really a healthy environment for the animals.
And hopefully a model for other shelters, not just here, but I would think across the country, that are looking to make changes like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it is really the way sheltering is going. This is the model that others are also following, because that's what people want. They want a place where they can come and celebrate that human-animal bond. We do feel really lucky. The Wood River Valley is a beautiful place, and our facility is built on 20 acres of land. There's hikes right out the back door of the building. You can go all the way down to the river, take animals out. Not a lot of shelters have that ability. Mm-hmm. Most shelters, unfortunately, in history, have been built in sort of low-rent districts, whether it's by the airport or the dump or water treatment facilities or whatever. we feel very lucky to be 1 mile from the largest population base of our valley, and be so accessible to kids at lunchtime and, you know, anyone that wants to come out. We're right there close to town.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. My guest today has been Joanne Dixon. She is the executive director of Mountain Humane. They have just opened a state-of-the-art facility up in the Wood River Valley. Thanks so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you so much for your interest. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.